Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A 26-year-old father of two has been identified as the victim of a fatal motorcycle crash in Eureka early Easter morning. Deputy Coroner Roy Horton said the driver of the motorcycle was a car salesman at a McKinleyville dealership. The victim is Tommy Ricardo Ruiz.
And so he crashed his motorcycle early Sunday morning and hit the concrete curb there by the old Leon's Buffer building next to the current one and died of blunt force trauma at the scene.
Eureka police say they spotted the motorcycle speeding through Eureka and gave chase, although they chose not to use sirens or lights, hoping to keep the speed down. Officer Tim Jones said the driver was exceeding 80 miles an hour when he lost control of the motorcycle and was thrown, striking a curb. Horton said Ruiz died instantly.
We responded to the scene, and it was pretty easy to document. He's got quite a bit of blunt force trauma, but we do take a blood sample, and we send that off to see what his toxicology is, and we document his injuries.
Police are not speculating as to why Ruiz was driving so fast. They are still hoping to speak to anyone who might have witnessed the accident. It took a team of police officers to arrest a McKinleyville man at St. Joseph Hospital Saturday night. Eureka police say it was an abundance of caution. Police say that Dustin King had been seen in McKinleyville with a handgun. He's on a post-release community supervision program. Police report that they learned that Dustin King was visiting a relative at St. Joseph Hospital and that he had a gun. Using a canine unit, police found King in the cafeteria of the hospital and arrested him. They also found the gun, an airsoft replica weapon, in a room where the relative was staying. Nobody was hurt, and King was arrested. A Coast Guard helicopter was used to rescue a hiker who was suffering severe dehydration last Friday near Big Flat. The Coast Guard helicopter was piloted by Lieutenant Keith Roberts and Lieutenant Matt Fetzner. They were able to rescue the severely dehydrated woman. The woman became ill overnight and then dehydrated as the hiking party, which was well prepared for unforeseen circumstances, was able to radio for help. While the helicopter was en route, the hiking party was able to mark several landing zones, and the helicopter was able to easily find the party and land. Two rescue swimmers attended to the woman who was brought on board with a family member and flown to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. It took a little over an hour and a half from the initial notification to get the woman to the hospital, and there were no other illnesses or injuries reported. And the sheriff's office is searching for 33-year-old Benjamin Carter, a white male adult who's wanted for questioning in connection with a homicide in Southern Humboldt last week. Carter is associated with a black GMC truck with front-end damage and a Raider sticker. He has brown hair and blue eyes and a mustache, and goatee is considered armed and dangerous. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Police are promising more arrests in a growing pot operation in a Fortuna storage unit. Dan Squire has a report.
The investigation into a marijuana cultivation operation that has resulted in the arrest of 27-year-old Fortuna resident Robert Weiss continues as investigators search multiple properties. Deputies have already confiscated more than 1,500 marijuana plants from locations at industrial warehouses on Airport Road in Fortuna and have also searched three other locations in Fortuna, along with properties in Eureka and McKinleyville. The investigation was spurred by numerous complaints about the odor of marijuana coming from the Airport Road location, a property that had been searched by the Drug Task Force in the last 12 months. Additional suspects have been identified, and as of now, Weiss faces felony cultivation and possession for sale charges. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.